The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Hello?
Good morning, Ms. Garner. This is your wake-up call.
Oh, thank you. While I have you on the phone, did you know that with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase?
I did not.
Think about it. Unlimited double miles on everything you buy, not just airline purchases.
That is a great deal.
So, I guess we should call this your wake-up call from Capital One.
Feels like I should have seen that coming. Speaking of which, I should probably get back to work.
Oh, of course. But before you go, can I ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5. Tay says, well, I had to go watch that commercial. Oh, my God. It's hilarious. It's pretty darn funny. I appreciate it. So I apologize because I always try and credit somebody when they send me something. But somebody sent me that early yesterday. Was it Doug, maybe? Doug? I'm not sure. But if you sent it to me, write me and let me know because I know somebody sent it to me early yesterday. Let's get to Robert. I have something funny, too, from Patrick Walker. You know, not everybody loves Tony Romo. I get to that in a minute. But you know what the most amazing thing is, Romo? We take these enormous leaps in logic. I swear to God, Darren Rovell, the business reporter there, you know what he's talking about now? You know what they're talking about now?
What?
You're talking about, you know, Romo has gone from suspect quarterback, and I actually thought he was an underrated quarterback for the most part, to alleged great color guy, and I think he's vastly overrated. I think all he's doing is team information, the studies of the team. I just don't think he can be any more simple. I think every single color guy sees all the exact same things. I see it watching at home. I just don't have the angle. But I think we vastly overstate that. A lot of these other guys, they don't want to be the story in a TV broadcast. This guy performs like a radio color guy. Regardless, we've moved from that now. This is like the Gruden thing, TV guy becomes head coach, or the Mayock thing, TV guy becomes general manager. There are now people talking about Romo as a head football coach. And that, you know, CBS will pay him $4 million, and whereas he can get paid $8 million to coach an NFL team.
What?
Oh, so we've now jumped, because of a stupid color broadcast, we've now jumped ahead to Romo as great coach. Okay, whatever you say. Whatever you say. Romo as head coach. Okay. I don't think so. I mean, I think there's a process there. There's a process there. Look, when you put people who are not qualified in positions to do things, guess what happens? Bad things, i.e. Lynn Swann, athletic director at Southern Cal. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Walt. I'm going to tell you what, Romo better be able to coach the whole team himself, because his assistant coaches ain't going to be able to get a word in edgewise.
That's right.
If he's up there running his mouth.
That's right.
So, couple things, and I know you don't like to speculate on Trevor Lawrence's future, but you were talking about Jackson from Buffalo's windup. What about Trevor Lawrence's windup delivery?
Yeah, no, I think he's fine. I mean, I think he has a quick release, and he gets the ball out of his hands quickly. His motion isn't directly over the top. It's a little, it's not Philip Rivers level, but it's not directly over the top either. But the ball comes out quickly. I think he's good fundamentally. Quite honestly, he's way more polished at a similar time. I mean, he's actually more polished than Jackson is right now. So I don't think that will be an issue for him.
Yeah, and I agree. At least it's consistent. But I didn't know what the NFL, scouts were going to think about that.
Well, and quite honestly, he's sort of at the right height. He's sort of, near the cutoff point, but not above it. And, and obviously the cutoff point isn't a mortal lock certainty, but quite honestly, I've never even heard anyone but me discuss this, but, and that includes scouts, anybody, but there's never been a 6'7" quarterback who's had success. We've had 6'7" quarterbacks who are marginal guys who hang around, but we've never had any 6'7" plus quarterback who's had success. And the reason is the length of their arms, the length of time it takes to deliver the football.
Right. You and I have talked about Lamar Jackson, and I'm telling you, I think that kid has a chance to win some Super Bowls. That ball comes out of his hand like nobody since Michael Vick, and if he can get past Michael Vick's chronic overthrows, he's going to make somebody an exceptional quarterback. And if he gets surrounded with the right players, I think he's going to have a lot of success.
Well, one early sign on Jackson is that, and you saw it late in the year, you even saw it a little bit late in that game against San Diego, is he actually will throw the ball with some touch. He'll use his legs to create attention, to get outside, contain, and force DBs, eyes on him, linebackers, and then he will soft toss the ball over their head. He has some touch. So, one of Michael Vick's issues was everything came out 100 miles an hour. There was,
right,
was like no middle ground. And quite honestly, he never really solved that. He was never really a guy who could throw the ball with much touch. Jackson already is demonstrating to a degree that he can.
Yeah. I was listening to Sports Talk Radio this weekend, and I heard an interesting idea from Jody Mack on the CBS network about the overtime rules in playoffs. And I just wanted to get your idea. He came up with the idea that do away with the toying costs in the playoffs and just give the ball first to the home team. What do you think about that? Because they earned it. They earned home field advantage.
I disagree. I disagree with that. And here's why. I think that you've already had that advantage. The advantage is you got to play the game at home. Okay, that's the advantage. You got to play the game in front of your own fans. If you have not capitalized on that, by the time the game becomes a new game, I don't think we should provide you an additional advantage.
Right.
Here's the thing. I continue to hear the silliness of the overtime discussion, and quite honestly, here's what happens. I have tried to call some of these national shows on this subject, but every time I turn it on, I'm always 5 minutes from the end of the show. And the first thing I hear is, well, we're taking any more calls. Because every time I hear one of these knuckleheads talking about the overtime, it makes me want to pound my head against the wall. Because again, this is not an issue. It is a total non-issue. The NFL overtime actually is probably the best overtime system that they've conceived of. I used to think it was too arbitrary, but it works. What it's done is, here's what it's done, Robert. The NFL wanted to get away from the possibility that a 5'2" Scandinavian kicker was going to decide an overtime from 70 yards at the start of an overtime. So they put in this touchdown thing. Well, again, the only guy we're talking about is Brady. The only examples anyone points to are Brady. It's what Brady did versus this team. It's what Brady did versus Atlanta. It's what Brady did. It's three times. It's Brady. Okay, then you don't have a rule issue. You have a Brady issue. You want to fundamentally Brady-proof the game. You don't like the outcome, so let's change the rules because we can't beat this guy. That's silly because when Brady's not there in 2 years, there's nothing wrong with this rule. It works perfectly. In the other game, it worked perfectly. Drew Brees got the ball first, went down the field, threw an interception because he couldn't drive the ball 75 yards. And again, I keep pointing to this. I've not heard anyone else anywhere in radio say this. If you just look at what happened, if you look at what happened in those with the other three teams, three of the most potent offenses in football, the Saints, the Rams, the Chiefs, those three teams had one single drive of 75 yards or more in the playoff games, in the championship games. One single drive amongst them, and that was Jared Goff. Patrick Mahomes was 0 for 6. Drew Brees was 0 for. I think Brees' longest drive was 62 yards. Meanwhile, Brady had four of them himself. And so this is not a real thing. This is a red herring. This is a false argument. There is no argument. None of the other quarterbacks are capable of doing it. We act like it's the norm. The truth is you're way better off to go on defense in that first drive. Now, look, past that point, either team could win. But I'm just responding to the notion of this sudden dilemma about, well, you know, this team gets the ball first and drives 75 yards and Patrick Mahomes never gets to have it. He had it six times during that game and never once drove it 75 yards. You know, so it's not a real argument. It's people who just didn't do the work, didn't really look at what happened, and have come to their own ridiculous conclusions about what is most likely. And the fact is, we're only talking about one guy.
Right, and I like the NFL overtime the way it is. I'm not a big fan of the coin toss. I kind of wish there was another way to do it, but I don't know how you go about doing that. I didn't think that was such a bad idea, but I understand your point. Do you have time for me to ask you one last question? Sure.
I talked too much of your time.
No, it's all yours. It's all your time, brother. It's all yours. The Atlanta Falcons. Listen to the radio this weekend, and they're back and forth about re-signing Julio Jones. Thomas Dimitroff, he's from New England, correct?
Yeah.
Why can't he do, you know, what New England does? Do you think it's Arthur Blank? Do you think it's Bill Belichick? I hear Arthur Blank. He is always, well, you know, Matt Ryan, he's an Atlanta Falcon, and we want to keep him. And Julio Jones, he's an Atlanta Falcons, and we want to keep him. And, you know, when the owner gets involved like that, you know, I don't think I've ever heard Gillette say anything about keeping anybody other than maybe Tom Brady.
I think so, the weakest point of the Atlanta Falcons' entire system is Thomas Dimitroff. I don't respect him at all. I think he's made a ton of really bad decisions. I don't think he understands talent. I'm sorry, I just don't. And I think that I actually think the drafting improved once Quinn came aboard and had an idea what he wanted, what he was looking at. For years, Dimitroff ignored the Big Ten. He didn't want to recruit. He didn't want to draft players that came out of that league. To me, that's like so back ass words. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like, well, you know, we're not going to have presidents of the United States that have beards. Okay, well, that would eliminate Abe Lincoln. You know, I for the life of me, I can't understand that mentality. Now, I think that's softened up, and I think it's changed a little bit with Quinn's arrival. But I personally am not a fan of Dimitroff, and I think he's the weak link in that organization. You know, they stripped him of some power when Quinn came aboard. I don't think they stripped him of enough. I would have thrown him out the door. I'm sorry. That's how I see it. I think that I will say this. I think the Falcons will come back next year. All right. I think there's too much talent. I think they had too many injuries this year, too many significant injuries, especially on the defensive side of the ball, key guys. And the balance of power, Robert, as you know, in this league is just razor thin. And so the difference between like an 11 or 12 win season and a 7-8 win season can just be one or two injuries. And the Falcons had more than that.
Right. Well, and I'm not a fan of the Falcons, but I just, you know, I know about them because I'm in Georgia. Okay. Okay. But in my opinion, they are getting ready to get themselves into a salary cap mess that is going to cost them, maybe not this coming year, but, you know, afterwards, they're going to have too much money tied up in a quarterback, in a receiver. If they re-sign Julio Jones, what about, you know, the defensive line?
Yep.
What about getting some offensive line? They're going to get themselves in a mess, and I'll take the rest of your comments off.
That's a good job, Robert. Yeah, again, the thing the Patriots have mastered more than anything else is understanding the salary cap, understanding what you can do, what you can't do. I know it's counterintuitive, but in some ways, the draft does not help a poor football team to the degree that it's supposed to because of the salary cap. I touched on this before, but in other words, if you didn't have a salary cap and you didn't have to worry and money was endless, then you could be a bad team, draft at the top of the draft every year and pay those guys for eternity. That's not what happens. Even now in the rookie cap era, it's still a dilemma. It's still a dilemma because the bill eventually comes due. In other words, you suck. You're a 2-14 team, and you're constantly at the top of the draft. Okay, so you draft a quarterback. You don't have to pay him $100 million anymore because of the rookie cap. But, you know, you still have a bill to pay. But after 4 or 5 years, his rookie contract expires, and now you got to pay him. And if he's progressed, by the time he gets to year 3 or 4, he's just coming into his own, and now guess what? Now he wants $150 million. And now you've got to decide who you're going to pay and who you're not going to pay. Well, again, if you're one of these bad teams, you don't just have him. You got a bunch of other guys that you've drafted at the top of the draft. Look at the Cleveland Browns, guys like Myles Garrett. You know, and his bill's going to come due. And eventually, you're going to have these decisions. And that's why, oddly enough, the draft does not help bad teams to the degree that it's expected to, because they don't know how to manage the cap, and because the cap prevents you from being able to keep those players long term. Dr. Tim, you're up first as soon as we come back. Before we go to break, let me tell you about SEDMV. Beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, visit a military installation. Purchase yours today. Avoid longer lines in the future. I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was a breeze. Brought my birth certificate, social security card, 2 proofs of address. It's all you need. You get in, you get out, you get it done. You avoid all the headaches. Do it. You'll thank me later. Walt up to the road rage. Quick break. Dr. Tim, you get in. 654-7627. We'll be back.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Caroline Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new online banner ads to you. They're bright, welcoming, and clickable, with a perfectly stacked headline that reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll find yourself drinking in this banner ad for minutes on end and wondering about your own insurance choices.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Hello?
Good morning, Ms. Garner. This is your wake-up call.
Oh, thank you. While I have you on the phone, did you know that with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase?
I did not.
Think about it. Unlimited double miles on everything you buy, not just airline purchases.
That is a great deal.
So, I guess we should call this your wake-up call from Capital One.
Feels like I should have seen that coming. Speaking of which, I should probably get back to work.
Oh, of course. But before you go, can I ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USANA.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
All right. Listen up.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Tula Road Rage, where to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in? 654-7627, 654-7627. Before you get going, let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. I am actually craving that right this second, Ramona. The garlic knots, they stuff full of hot, melted, cheesy goodness. They serve it with a marinara sauce. It takes them 8 hours to make that sauce. Manja, that is the finest sauce in the world, I promise you. Look, I'm sorry. Italian food is my favorite food, period. Winner, period. But it's all about the sauce for me. Because as Ramona knows, I'm a sauce person. I don't care what it is. And my favorite sauce is marinara sauce, but it's got to be good. And, you know, you can have good food, but if you're in an Italian restaurant, you don't have good marinara sauce. I'm sorry. Since I'm going to put the sauce on everything, you're out. 8 hours to make that sauce. Manja, it's the best sauce you've ever tasted. The appetizers, the pepperoni twist, the meatballs and marinara, it's all incredible. The meatball sliders, I think Greg has written us saying those are the greatest. Then, you know, the entrees, the chicken parm, insanely good. The lasagna with real beef and cheeses, and it's just unbelievable. The taste of Italy, the pizza is award-winning. The desserts are all homemade. You know what a cannoli is? They make their own. Trust me, try them. With the exception of the cheesecake, which comes to the Carnegie Deli in New York, and which is simply the greatest cheesecake known to mankind. That's Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. Bring the family, bring the neighbors, get out there. You'll thank me later. All right, to the phones, and it is Dr. Tim. You can get in, 654-7627. I want to cover some Clemson basketball as well. Obviously, a big game against Pittsburgh tonight and talk about that. Dr. Tim, appreciate you getting in.
Hey, Walt, you doing all right?
Yeah, thank you.
Good deal. Yeah, you know, I have probably one of the better smart aleck responses to change the rules for overtime in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I'll go ahead and tell you what it is. It's real simple. Score more points.
Yeah.
What can I say? I mean, you know, people look at me like I'm crazy when I say that, but, you know, if you're behind and you lose, you can be mad about it, you can complain about it. You know, the refs did this, and they screwed us doing that, so on and so forth. But you know something? If you just score more points, you would have won.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what the Patriots did.
Right. And here's my biggest problem with it, Tim, is that we have a world of people who now have convinced themselves that it's an advantage to get the ball first in that circumstance. And factually, it is not. It is not.
No, it's not.
Now it may be that the team that gets the ball first statistically has a slight percentage advantage over the course of the overtime, but it is not an advantage to try and drive the ball 75 yards. I mean, you know, even in that situation, even with Brady, I think there were 3 third-and-10s that you didn't stop.
There were.
You know, you put the ball right on the money in the smallest little window, and I'm sorry, none of these other quarterbacks could have made those throws. So, you know, it gets to the point of being just ridiculous. And as I said, you had 3 of the greatest offensive teams in football, and those 3 teams combined for one drive. You're getting it 75 yards away. Those 3 teams combined for one drive of 75 yards in those 2 whole football games. Meanwhile, Brady himself engineered 4 of them. 4 of them. So wake up. This is not an NFL rule problem. This is a problem you have stopping Brady. That's what it is.
Yeah, and when skill versus skill, it's going to show who has the better skill.
Right.
It's that simple.
Right.
And,
good.
You know, a couple of things. I have questions, and I'll take your thoughts off the air. One is, when did the draft really stop being the most important thing in the success of a franchise? And the second thing is, in 15 years, you're talking about Hall of Fame players. Are there going to be any running backs? And I'll take your answer off the air.
Thank you, Dr. Tim. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I think there will be. I think Saquon Barkley will be. I think Ezekiel Elliott is tracking that way. I think Kareem Hunt was tracking that way before. You know, by the way, there's another interesting story. We're hearing all sorts of rumors about all the teams who are interested in Kareem Hunt. So, again, apparently willing to apply the wait 2 weeks, longer than 2 weeks this time. But he may be back in the league sooner than later. But yeah, I think, though, it's going to demand an increased versatility. You know, and there are some other guys that might be tracking that way. You know, maybe a Todd Gurley. Although, you know, Gurley's injury issues are still a big enough concern. But, no, look, there'll be a place for the running back. You know, it's funny when I mentioned this the other day. I don't think I talked about who, but I saw this mock draft at Sporting News, I think it was. And they only had one running back, and they had the one running back at the end of the first round. And, of course, it's the wrong running back. I mean, if you people don't think that Jacobs is a round one talent, I don't know what you're looking at. But I don't think, going back to Dr. Tim's point, I think the draft is still vital. I think you just have to understand it better. Let me put it this way. I think the draft is more complicated than it's ever been before. And if you don't fully understand it and grasp the process of how it works in a salary cap era, then I think you can do unintended damage to yourself. Because again, the bill is going to come due. You get these guys on their rookie deals, but then 4 or 5 years, the bill comes due. And if your team is built of players in the top 10 because you've been a bad team, again, just at the time you start to turn the corner, just at the time your quarterback is blossoming, you're going to have all these unexpected financial decisions that may set you right back where you were. And so what I'm suggesting is that in a salary cap era, you have to understand that you may not always be well served by having top 15 draft picks unless you need a quarterback. That you may be better served by moving back, selecting more players, finding players that fit what you do. You know, one of the things that the Patriots are extremely good at is they find guys that not only fit what they do, but they play to their strengths. They don't ask them to do things they're not capable of doing. That may sound simple, but the Patriots master that element. Back to the phones. It is Mike and Orange Crush. Orange Crush wants to talk about Secretariat. I'm glad. I want to get to that. Mike, how are you?
Man, I'm great. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for getting in.
I wanted to get in yesterday. I heard everybody calling in, complaining, talking about wanting to change the rules with, you know, this is a bad call with the Saints and all that good stuff. But, you know, one thing, I just want to get my little 2 cents on it, and if you don't mind, I know I'm kind of talking about stuff you probably threw tired,
no, you're right.
Tired of talking with.
No, you're right.
But here's one thing that I think a lot of people are missing. And trust me, I'm a Clemson fan. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. So I've lived on both sides of what I'm fixing to say. But, you know, some of those bad calls, that's just part of the game. I mean, unfortunately, that's part of the game. I hate it when it happens and it goes against us. That's part of the game. But I'll take it out of football and throw it into baseball. You know, those balls and strikes. Hey, I was a Braves fan when they sucked. I was a Braves fan. Hey, when we went to the playoffs and World Series. And, hey, I remember Glavin and Maddox and them making a living on the corners. Well, if by the letter of the law, if you want to just put a shoot laser beams across there, you know what I'm saying? Do you really need a?
No, and
you really
you're right,
don't,
Mike. You know, and look, you know, here's the disingenuous nature of the whole Saints argument. Not only were they the home team, and not only did they blow a 2-score lead, and not only did they fail to run the ball at all, and not only did they fail to capitalize in the red zone on those early drives, they would have had an insurmountable lead. Not
right.
only did they not execute properly late in the game, and they threw on first down when they shouldn't have. But here's the other thing. All they're complaining, you know, Adam Schefter came out the other day and said, well, one of the complaints now is that, well, the four officials may have lived in Southern California. Here's the thing. There was not a single flag thrown against the New Orleans Saints until the middle of the third quarter. The first flag that was thrown on New Orleans was a 5-yard penalty. Meanwhile, they missed about 4 calls that went in the Saints' favor, including a blatant face mask of Goff that probably prevented a Rams touchdown. And yet, no one wants to even acknowledge any of that. I mean, this is how you're 100% right. We're a nation of babies and whiners, and we all ought to be given rattles.
That's exactly right. You know what? Hey, like I say, I hate it when it goes against me. I love it when it goes in my favor. But it's the nature of the beast.
Exactly right.
And you know what? And that's part of the fun.
Sometimes exactly right.
Can be, you know, if you want to take out all the flaws, you're really taking out all the fun. Like I say, I throw it in baseball. You don't need an umpire.
Yeah.
But, you know, because to call balls and strikes. But an umpire back there makes the game a lot more interesting because now you can paint those corners. Now, how far outside are you going to give me? You know what I'm saying?
100% right.
So,
well done, Mike.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
You have a good one. Talk to you later.
Yep, good job. Let me get to Orange Crush. Orange Crush.
How you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I enjoy you guys. I enjoy both of you. I was listening to you the other day about Secretariat, okay?
Yeah.
And last night, the movie came out.
I watched it.
Did you watch it?
You know, it's funny. I don't know how. I found it by accident. It was on A&E, I think it was. And I watched it late. I don't know what time it was. It was late, but
It was late. The one thing when it first came out and he was born, they had said an old horse that had been born that stood up straight up like he did.
Right.
When he came out, he stood straight up.
Right.
And he beat the sham by 30. You know, they was talking about he couldn't make a distance. He couldn't run distance. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he beat Sham at that third big race by
31 lengths. Yeah, and it's still I think when you watch it, it really is amazing. And you know what was said about that, Lawrence Crush, is that it wasn't Turcotte the jockey. It wasn't. This was the horse. I mean, the horse was actually dictating how it was going to run the race, because in the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, Secretariat broke last. That's the way he ran. He ran from behind. But in the Belmont, he went to the front with Sham, and they were even for some distance before Secretariat just put on the most unbelievable athletic display in the history of sports, and set times that 37 years later, no one's come close to equaling. No other horse is even in the universe of equaling.
No, and they said nobody is. And in that movie at the end, Mr. Tweedy was actually in the movie sitting there.
At the end. Yeah, they showed that, yes.
But anyway, I got to get that movie. I got to buy it. I'm going to see if I can get it on eBay or somewhere, but I got to get that movie.
I agree.
And I got to do a painting. I'm going to do a painting of Secretariat. I got to do a, you know, I do a lot of football, but I'm going to do a painting of Secretariat. Big Red, you know. One last thing I want to ask you, maybe you get time, if you could talk about our recruits sometime, you know, today. Clemson's recruits, I know they're doing real good, but I hadn't caught up with it.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about the junior day, too, and a particular player, because Clemson already got two commits out of it, and there's another kid that Clemson is really involved with, a five-star defensive end who might be the singular most talented defensive lineman that Clemson has ever been involved with.
They said he was the number one player in the nation, I think. And then they got a big five star running back they're trying to get.
Yep.
But I appreciate you guys. You keep up the good work, and I listen to you guys before I watch TV, okay?
Thank you, Lawrence Crush. That's very kind. You appreciate it very much. Tiger Greg, I'm coming to you in 1 minute. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Get this, Ramona. You know, this is the unsolicited truth, all right? This is just a testimonial. This guy posted this either yesterday or the day before. It was either 27th or 28th. I think it was the 27th. He writes, "Great people to work with. I drove 125 miles to look at a used car, George Coleman Ford, that I saw on cars.com website. They called me several times, sent many pictures to my phone as I requested. So I made the trip on a Saturday morning, was greeted quickly and shown the car. Test drove the car, liked it. They knocked some dollars off since it had not been run through yet by their service department. They'd only had the car a couple days and he wanted it. So that's what he asked. He said, Gerald got me a really low finance rate after checking around with different lenders. I drove it home after a couple hours time. Even though I didn't buy a Ford from them, they made me feel like family. So he bought a vehicle of another make from George Coleman Ford. They made me feel like family. I would definitely buy another car from them. The whole experience was no pressure from start to end. One of the best things," he writes in capital letters, "no document fees. They just don't believe in them. So they got a lot of people from other states buying from them just because of that, if nothing else. I drove from Tennessee to get this car and would again." How about that? See, that's what George Coleman Ford is. It's the people that have made the difference for 90 years. It's the little things. It's no document fees. That's not a little thing to this guy. It's not a little thing to this guy, me, either. Like I said before, I don't mind paying for something I want. You know, if I want a vehicle and it's $35,000 or $40,000 and I want it, I'll get it. But what I won't do is I'm not paying you an extra $500 for something I don't get. I don't get document fees, right? I don't get, those are not floor mats. Those are not an improved sound system. I don't get anything for that. That's on you. I'm not paying you that. And at George Coleman Ford, you never have to. They never asked you to. Go see him. You'll thank me later. Tiger Greg, Walter Petula, Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Engineered Sleep is setting the bar high when it comes to President's Day. They're running a massive sale that begins on February 11th and goes until February 18th. You have one full week to take advantage of huge savings on Engineered Sleep's most popular mattresses, adjustable beds, and pillows. If it's time for you to get a new mattress, then mark your calendars and go support your local mattress manufacturer. Engineered Sleep Showroom and Factory, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. Checking in with Jana Candler, Realtor Extraordinaire with Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner. Jana, what do you think you've learned since becoming a realtor?
I've learned that being a good realtor is answering your phone, getting back to people in a very timely manner, and basically just handling the transaction so that they have nothing to worry about. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and their expectations and basically just taking care of them.
Jana, what has made you successful over the past year?
One of the things that sets me apart is my ability to take care of people. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and helping them get to the closing line. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in the upstate, call me, Jana Candler, with Berkshire Hathaway Seed and Joiner at 864-313-6990. And as always, go Tigers.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax, we buy all the cars.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
I mean, what better way to fortify our masculinity than some classic male bonding?
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Red Rage, RWCCP 105.5 The Roar. Tester 319, I think is a point. Let's see how many people have been bashing Brownell. Show up tonight. If you don't care enough to go to the game, don't talk about it. I think there's something to that. I think there's definitely something to that. Let me get to Tiger Greg. Greg, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Walt? How's it going?
Hey, Greg, good. Appreciate you getting in.
After we talked the other day about the Secretariat race, I got on YouTube. My son has taught the old man how to put YouTube up on the big screen TV. And, I'm pretty decent at it now. So I watched four different YouTube videos to try to look for some of the stuff you had brought up. And I was only 11 years old when the race happened, so I wasn't aware to watch for that kind of stuff. But it was obvious once you watched it and you were clear what you were. What was the horse that was, he was supposed to be
Sham.
Up against his name? I can't,
Sham.
Yeah, Sham. Okay, you know, he taunted that horse. When he got halfway around that track and caught up with that horse, he could have passed him sooner than he did. But he was taunting him. He was basically pulling a Michael Jordan. I really believe he was talking horse, you know what, to him as he was going by him, you know, just saying, hey, I'm fixing to blister you. Because, I mean, when he got to that point, he stayed beside him for, you know, 50 feet, and then it was like he was shot completely out of a rocket. I mean, and the way he carried himself before that race started, he had no doubt he was going to win. That horse also had a big, he had a big heart, but he had a big brain. That horse was smart. He knew what he was doing. He knew he was a racehorse. He knew what he was there for, and he knew how to do it. Like you said, he just didn't race. He bumped in. I mean, he drafted horses, bumped into them, and all kind of stuff. It was awesome.
Right, and in the Belmont Stakes, the last leg that he won by 31 lengths, you know, again, in real life, this happened. The movie offered a very fair representation of what happened, because people in the crowd, including the people who were affiliated with the horse, etc., they were screaming. I mean, Jerry Eisenberg, who's been on the show, Jerry is a legend in the industry. I mean, he's not missed a major horse race in over 50 years. As respected as anybody in this industry in terms of covering the horse racing game, boxing as well, but Jerry was there, and he, like so many others, were screaming because they all thought they were going to kill the horse. I mean, Turcotte had a horse previously whose heart had exploded. The notion that maybe he ran him too hard, and when Secretariat, who was, again, used to coming from off the pace, was put to the front and then was running this insane time. And then even when he started to pull away from Sham, when he was out to 8-10 lengths, you know, he kept going faster and faster and faster. And that was
the horse, not the jockey, too.
And the people really believed that he was going to kill the horse. I mean, the people were screaming, like, you're going to blow the Triple Crown. No, this was the horse. This is what Secretariat.
Yeah, I don't believe he could have slowed that horse down if he'd have tried. I don't believe he could have slowed that horse down. That horse meant to make a statement, and he did. And just like my dad looked at me and said, son, you'll never see an event like this again the rest of your life. He said, this is the most dominant athletic event you'll ever see. He said, I've been watching boxing and horse racing ever since the invention of the TV, he said, I've never seen a horse run off screen, basically, because you could see at one point, you couldn't see both horses at the same time. And that is a pretty wide area at that time. You know, the cameras were, you know, pretty wide at the time, and you couldn't see him. I mean, he was so far ahead, I couldn't believe it.
No, in fact,
my dad was like, you know,
yeah, in fact, I don't know whether I mentioned this before, but Jerry also told us in the last interview, and we need to get Jerry on again because it's time. But because those interviews are incredible. But Jerry also told us that was actually the Secretariat race in the Belmont was actually where the split screen came from, because they had to come up with something. Because they had never before confronted anything like that. You suddenly had a race that was basically in two different parts of the track. Well, there was no race. You know, the other horses were on the right, and Secretariat was on the left of your screen.
Yeah, yeah. It was phenomenal. I mean, I watched the Miracle on Ice with my dad too, and that was great. But it's still, to me, did not hold a candle to the dominant performance that that horse. And if people don't think horses are athletes, they're just stupid. I mean, I just all I got to say. I mean, because they are. I mean, that horse was an athlete of massive proportions. But anyway, I watched the YouTube videos, four different ones, and they were all amazing. And it just brought back great memories of me and my dad. And I'm going to buy that movie. I watched the movie. I didn't get to catch it the other night, but I watched it. And I'm going to do like your last caller said. I'm going to buy that movie because that's a story that'll never be, it'll never happen again.
That's well done, Greg.
Anyway, thanks for sharing that, Walt. That's why I listen to you.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate that very much. How about that, Ramona? We can't put that segment to bed. People are still bringing that segment up.
Yeah.
Like,
that was amazing.
Like 5 days later, people are still bringing that segment up. Multiple people. And not just on the phone lines, on the text lines as well. It really was. And look, that's what I wanted you to do. Because I had basically 20 minutes. Now, people kept it alive for actually another 20 minutes past the segment, the Roadrageous Moments in Sports History. But I wanted you to explore it further because there was so much more information to be gleaned and seen and absorbed than what I was able to present in the limited time I had to give to it, you know, which was the 20 minutes that we ran on the segment. But I mean, it's an amazing story from start to finish and all the obstacles that were overcome and, you know, how many ways this thing could have been derailed, almost was derailed. You know, the financial hardships that the Chenery family endured and overcoming it. You know, they tried to sell shares in Secretariat. I couldn't find any investors. I mean, they needed $6 million. You know, and finally they found, you know, one main investor to sort of lead the way and start that in motion. And then it was a matter of satisfying those investors and for the horse to do what it needed to do. And you had the Wood Memorial race where the horse underperformed, Secretary underperformed, finished third. And the reason it finished third was because, and no one knew this at the time, because Secretary would only let Penny Chenery go near its mouth. The horse had a bad mouth abscess. The Secretary had a bad mouth abscess. And there was still question even leading up in the last days, hours of the Derby, whether Secretariat would be able to run. And then, of course, he was. And he came out of the gates last, rallied to win. You know, the funny thing is, Sham, in the movie, the Sham's owners are presented as almost villainous. I don't know if they were quite that villainous or not. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I know this. I think if you were to conduct a historical evaluation of all racehorses, Sham, although it didn't win any legs of the Triple Crown, would still be one of the great racehorses of all time. Sham was a great horse. Sham is like Wilt Chamberlain playing when Bill Russell played. You know, great, great horse, just the unfortunate timing of having to play in the Russell era. That's sort of Sham's dilemma in history, is that that horse lived at the same time, elected to be a three-year-old the same time that Secretariat was. That was Sham's greatest failing. They could have picked any other year in history, and Sham probably would have won a leg of the Triple Crown, at the very least. So there's that. Yeah, Texter asked my thoughts on Brian Breese, and I don't know how he pronounces his last name, but Brian was at the Junior Day as well. Here's my thoughts on him. This guy is 6'5 and 290. And moves like no 6'5", 290 guy ever should. Do you know how I've said in the past, Ramona, that Zach Allen of Boston College is a poor man's J.J. Watt? By the way, Ramona, Texas says, I wasn't born at that time, but an awesome segment. Really enjoyed hearing that call. Thank you. Thank you, 9. Thank you, 940. Do you know how I said Zach Allen, Ramona, is a BC, for several years now. I said sort of a poor man's J.J. Watt. This Brian Breesy cat, this is J.J. Watt. This is no poor man's version. It's the same friggin' guy. I'm telling you right now, that's the same guy. There is no way a guy that size should move that way. Guy's playing D end. And oh, by the way, not only is he just trucking people, bull rushing people, running over them, he has pass rush moves. And he already knows how to use his hands and his arms. And his athleticism for a guy that size is just patently absurd. Let me tell you something. With all these great defensive linemen Clemson has had, this cat may be better than any of them. And if Clemson lands him, and it sounds to me like that could happen, you know, it's like they just keep getting richer and richer and richer. And that's not hard to understand. You know, you're getting all this free publicity from competing and winning national championships. I mean, publicity you couldn't possibly pay for. No one could. And so it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. But yeah, that's actually the kid I wanted to talk about in relation to the junior day. And Clemson got two really commits from two really good players. But that kid, that Brian Breesy kid, Clemson lands that dude. Good luck. Let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner. They stayed true to all the original recipes, add some things that were uniquely their own, like the mac and cheese, which they make from scratch, which is just incredibly good. They do it all, catering, tailgates, parties. They're the home for the Cheerwine National Championship barbecue sauce. They also have Carolina Collision, which is the best of both worlds, old Carolina, new Carolina. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science, smoke them for 2 hours, fry them for 60 seconds. Then they toss them in any of the 8 sauces. Trust me when I tell you, Tom's Barbecue was a huge hit before, and Brock and Beth have only made it better. It's just an incredible place. You need to get out there and see them. And for all your get-togethers, have Tom's cater it. Fresh sides and desserts, including the legendary banana pudding. They're open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. Give them a call. Go check them out today. You'll thank me later. A little Clemson basketball on the other side.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
This Tuesday, the Tigers come home to Little John Coliseum to take on new head coach Jeff Capel and his Pittsburgh Panthers as they invade Tigertown in another key ACC matchup. Pre-game is at 8:30 p.m. with 9 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Nick Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
Caroline Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water